Okay, so every now and then, I think it's good to look back on some of these great stories of the Old Testament. Those of us who spent our early years in Sunday school probably remember these biblical basics. Sadly, our young generations are missing out on this rich history that informs our faith. So I'm glad here at St. John's we have Katie's ministry, and several of you that also help in volunteering to work to share our faith with our younger generation. So this morning we have a chance to revisit one of the classic moments of the Old Testament. The narrative of the rise of King David holds a wealth of insight for us into the mind of God and the limitations of human faith. The first striking note in this text is that God regrets having made Saul the first king of Israel. Even God makes miscalculations at times. Of course, the people of Israel had pleaded for a king. They had looked around and seen kings from other nations and thought that was essential to their future. And God had been not so sure, but eventually relented and had Samuel anoint Saul as king. Saul had it all. He was handsome. He was powerful. He was from a wealthy family, and he was a great warrior. But Saul was not a man of deep faith. And ultimately, he did not listen to God, and as a result, his kingdom was doomed. While Saul was still alive, God beckoned Samuel to anoint a new king, an heir to the throne. And there was danger in that because if Saul got wind of it, he would be jealous. He would want to kill Samuel and anyone else. So Samuel had to do it surreptitiously, on the sly. Samuel is sent to the house of Jesse in Bethlehem to select the future king. And Jesse, as you heard, assembled all his sons, presented them one by one, but none were found favorable with God. And finally, Samuel inquired if this was everyone, and learning that the youngest, David, he was just a kid, was out tending the sheep. Jesse thought it made no sense to bring David in, but Samuel summons him. And as the story goes, God saw in David, humble and very young, the heart. God saw in David what humans often do not see, the heart and the in David what humans often do not see, the heart and the faith of a true servant of God. Now, David didn't assume the throne right away. In fact, Saul was king of Israel for 42 years. In his early years, he did some very good things. He was a great warrior, and he helped unite the 12 tribes of Israel. Unfortunately, he increasingly read his own press clippings. He became more and more obsessed with himself and his rule. He also thought that his kingship would pass to one of his sons. So when Saul learned that David had been appointed the new king, he was rageful and jealous. He sought to kill David, and of course that's a whole bunch of stories you can read in the Old Testament also. But of course God protected David, and ultimately all of Saul's sons die in battle, and Saul, in desperation, falls on his own sword. What can we learn from this piece of our faith story? We know that David went on to be a great king, the greatest king of Israel. But so much so that when people were looking for a Messiah, they envisioned someone who would be in the likeness of David. And remember, we know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the city of David and was of the lineage of King David. But David was not perfect either. He was revered for his faith. He too was a great warrior. and he gave attention to the people's worship. He was clearly a man of God, but like all of us, David was an imperfect human being. His family had all sorts of internal issues. David fell in love with a married woman, Bathsheba, and in a tragically sinful moment, he arranged for her husband to be killed in battle so that he could have her. When confronted by the prophet Nathan, David was repentant, but the scars remained. David had wanted to build a glorious temple to the Lord, but God said no, and that task would pass to his son Solomon. All too often, we expect our leaders to be perfect. Yet we are all human with all the baggage that comes with us. The contrast that we see between Saul and David is in matters of the heart and faith. Regrettably today, too many of our leaders, especially on a national level, seem more like Saul, primarily interested in their own power and maintaining their position. Self-interest supersedes the common good, and it seems like there's a continual motivation to destroy the opposition, or at least to demean and belittle the other side. A terrible example, and quite honestly, a disgusting motivation. While we can't expect our leaders to be perfect, we can and should look to where the heart is. What motivates them? And how do they treat others? Our leaders are modeling the behaviors that impact all of our society. If the atmosphere in our country these days is divisive and antagonistic, perhaps a good bit of it is the leadership that we have allowed to rise to power. We deserve better. God doesn't anoint leaders in our nation these days, and he did it as he did in the time of Samuel. But God does work through us as people of faith. Choose wisely and faithfully when you exercise your civic duty this year. We are Christ's representatives in our daily living. So in some ways, we perform a function like Samuel in anointing those who will be leaders. Pay attention. It's a matter of the heart and faith. Amen.